This is a poem by Robert Browning about paintings, and it's called A Likeness. Some people hang portraits up in a room where they dine or sup, and the wife clinks tea things under, and her cousin, he stirs his cup, asks, "Who is the lady, I wonder?" "Oh, it's a daub John bought at a sale," says the wife. "Looks black as thunder. What a shade beneath her nose. Snuff-taking, I suppose," adds the cousin, "while John's corns ail." Or else there's no wife in the case, but the portrait's queen of the place, alone mid the other spoils of youth, masks, gloves, and foils, and pipe sticks, rose, cherry tree, jasmine, and the long whip, the tandem lasher, and the cast from a fist, not alas mine, but my master's, the Tipton slasher, and the cards where pistol balls mark ace, and a satin shoe used for cigar case, and the chamois horns shot in the Chablis, and Prince, rarely drumming on cruiser, and Sayers, our champion, the bruiser, and the little edition of Rabelais. Where a friend, with both hands in his pockets, may saunter up close to examine it, and remark a good deal of Jane Lamb in it. But the eyes are half out of their sockets. Theirs not so bad where the gloss is, but they've made the girl's nose of her bosses. Jane Lamb, that we danced with at Vichy. What, is she not Jane? Then who is she? All that I own is a print, an etching, a mezzo tint. 'Tis a study, a fancy, a fiction, yet a fact, take my conviction, because it has more than a hint of a certain face I never saw elsewhere touch or trace of, in women I've seen the face of, just an etching, and so far clever. I keep my prints, an imbroglio, 50 in one portfolio. When somebody tries my claret, we turn round chairs to the fire, chirp over days in a garret, chuckle over increase of salary, take the good fruits of our leisure, talk about pencil and lyre on the National Portrait Gallery. Then I exhibit my treasure, after we've turned over 20, and the debt of wonder my crony owes is paid to my Marc Antonio's. He stops me. Festinalente. What's that sweet thing there, the etching? How my waistcoat strings want stretching. How my cheeks go red as tomatoes. How my heart leaps. But hearts after leaps ache. By the by, you must take for a keepsake that other you praised of Volpato's. The fool, will he try a flight further and say he never saw, never before today, what was able to take his breath away? A face to lose youth for, to occupy age with the dreams of, meet death with? Why, I'll not engage, but that half in a rapture and half in a rage, I should give him the thing's self. 'Tis only a duplicate, a thing of no value. Take it, I supplicate. That's really for Gabriele, but, you know.
Yes. Nobody. Coming to an end of our little show, and we don't have a table of contents. It's una calzetta della Befana, 1987-1988. We hope that you will enjoy it, and certainly I would like to hear some more of Browning, read by Anthony Burgess. All our best wishes to Leslie, Gabriele, Nicolò, Raffaello. Felice anno nuovo e buon Natale 1987.